Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 45th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. And notice this, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had for her. Time passed so quickly. I love that thought, a few days. It's the same few days that Rebekah told Jacob. Remember in the previous chapter? Well, you go to Laban's house for just a few days. Well, here, 7 years to him was just a few days. Time passed by so quickly because he was empty. He couldn't wait. He's around Rachel. He's working around Rachel. And by the way, doesn't time fly? Latrice showed me something today. I'm not on Facebook. No. I'm computer illiterate. I'm happy to be in the dinosaur age. Somebody got mad at me this past week because they've been sending me emails. I said, I don't have an email address. They said, yeah, you do, and they gave me the email address. I said, I hadn't used that email in over 10 years. And they've been dropping me emails, and I ain't got no email. But anyway, I just don't do it. But she showed me something this morning about something that was in the past. Things show up. This happened on this date a few years ago. It would seem like yesterday that the kids were just little kids. Now they're grown up, getting married, and they're having kids, and it seemed but just a few days when you look at this. So you can kind of get the idea. He worked 7 years. Wow, time has flown by. By the way, you heard the old, that time flies when you're having fun? He was enjoying that because he knew what was at the end of that 7 years, or at least he thought he knew what was at the end of 7 years. Verse number 21. And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go into her. He's worked 7 years for her. He says, okay, Uncle Laban, it's time. I fulfilled my agreement. It's time to marry Rachel, that I may go unto her. Verse number 22. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast, which was very, very customary. Back then, the daughter's getting married. You're going to have a big feast, invite everybody, and just have a big shindig to celebrate the upcoming wedding. And that's what's taking place here. You're going to have a big, big feast. Verse number 23, and it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, and she went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah, how do you say that, Doug? Zilpah. I'm glad y'all don't name your kids these things. Just keep it Mary and Jane or whatever. Anyway. His maid for a handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. Now, before I go any farther, you have to understand that these girls knew what was going on. Rachel thinks she's going to marry Jacob, because he's been working for her for 7 years. He's been working for her 7 years. And Leah's on the outside, and obviously Laban was afraid she was going to become an old maid. She's just a plain Jane. Either she wasn't, I won't say very attractive, but obviously she had no men pursuing her. And so Dad, Uncle Laban, said, we're going to do an old switcheroo. Now, how could this be possible? Well, we've talked about this traditionally in the Old Testament. We even talked about in Jewish weddings. When the couple is married, that the bride covers her face. And it's not till the next morning she uncovers herself. Remember, I can't wait till the book of the Revelation is going. It talks about this, that it talks about the bride comes following the bridegroom. Well, and she's uncovered. Well, that's what took place here. Remember, it was also nighttime. It's night. So Laban pulled a switcheroo with Leah and Rachel. And Jacob woke up the next morning. It began to get light. And literally, look in verse number 25. Then in the morning, behold, it was Leah. Ah! He thought it was Rachel. Now, let me ask you, how do you think Leah feels now? She's been with Jacob all night. You know what they were doing. I'm not going into that. She wakes up the next morning. He wakes up the next morning. Ah, you're not Rachel. No, I'm not Rachel. I'm Leah. Don't you know Leah felt about that big? Because we're going to find out in a little bit. It says that Leah was hated and Rachel was the one who was loved. And he showed favoritism and Leah felt about that big. What am I, chopped liver? I imagine Leah's thinking that. You want my chopped liver, you know? Anyway, that's when I put in my, who says the Bible isn't boring? It's just exciting. Okay. It came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah, and he, Jacob, said unto Leah, what hast thou done unto me? What have you done? Did I not serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore hast thou beguiled me? Why did you trick me? Now I wrote this. Let me read this. What hast thou done to me, Laban? That old switcheroo. Laban's deception was similar toward Jacob's. Like how he was similar toward Jacob's deception upon his father, Isaac, and Esau. Remember that one? The chickens come home to roost. What goes around comes around. And I think that's why Jacob, of course, the Bible doesn't say, but I think that's why Jacob probably accepted the consequences, because he remembered years back where remember the thing about Esau and Jacob, and Isaac was about blind, and Jacob comes in there and, who art thou? Hey, I'm Esau, your eldest. Well, you sure don't sound like Esau. Yeah, he probably did. I got a sore throat. I don't know what he did. But anyway, come here, let me feel you. Remember, he felt his arm and, well, you sure feel hairy to me. And he even brought the Lord into this. The Lord had, how'd you get your deer so quick? Ah, the Lord provided me this venison real quick. A lion, well. Don't you know that Jacob probably thought back, and that's probably why he wasn't so much. He said, whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Well, Jacob exchanged the younger for the older, Esau and Jacob, while Laban exchanged the younger for the older for the younger, and Laban exchanged the younger for the older. Interesting. So verse number 26, and Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Now, he should have told this to Jacob at the beginning. Then everything would have changed. Oh, we can't do that. Well, Uncle Dave, why didn't you tell me that in the first place? Okay, here's what we'll do. Verse number 27. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee also this also for the service which thou shalt serve me yet for another 7 years. Okay. Fulfill, it says, when it talks about fulfill her for a week, he's talking about with, not with Rachel, but with Leah. You're married to Leah, okay? Stay with Leah at least a week. Fill her, she's your wife now. And then we'll give you Rachel. And then you can work your 7 years off for Rachel. And that's exactly what happened. He actually gave Rachel ahead of the 7 years. We're going to see that. Okay, kind of ahead of time.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And join us this Sunday evening, 6 p.m., February 21st, for the Dixie Echoes Live in Concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. You don't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.